Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the Food Guru, here with your weekly pep talk. This week's pep talk is about the 20-70-10. The 20-70-10 is a spinoff of the 80-20 theory. I learned this little twist from Jack Welch. Jack was the CEO of General Electric from 1980 to 2000, way back when GE was a blue chip company. The 20-70-10 can be used to manage and improve people, products, and procedures. For our purposes today, I'm going to relate the 20-70-10 to your restaurant and your people. For the 20-70-10, the top 20% of your people who work in your restaurant are your stars. They are the people who produce the big results in your restaurant. Now, the middle 70% of your people do the work. These are the people who grind it out on a daily basis. And the bottom 10% of your people produce the worst results. And they also cause 90% of your problems and headaches. These people are losers. Their number one talent is losing. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. I'm sure the names of your 20%, your top 20%, instantly popped into your head because they're the people you can't live without. And I'm even more certain that the name of your worst performer also popped into your head. If you're a big restaurant with a large staff, you most likely have two or three of these problem children. So now that you know that you have three types of people, stars, worker bees, and problem children, and if you're anything like me, you're going to find ways to reward and keep your stars. Then you're going to find ways to encourage the middle 70% to keep going, and then you're going to replace the bottom 10%. Let's take a little different look at the 20-70-10. Think of the top 20% as A students. Now, I like to break the middle 70% into two groups. Instead of the middle 70, think of it as the middle 35-35. The top 35% are the B students, and the next 35% are your C students. And then think of the bottom 10% as the F students, the problem children or enemy combatants. That's right. An enemy combatant is someone who fights against you and your goals and dreams. Now, I want you to imagine this little scenario. You are the leader. You're standing in front of your group. They're all sitting in chairs. The A students are in the front row. The B students are in the second row. The C students are in the third row. And the enemy combatants and problem children are in the back row. You are teaching and coaching your people on how to improve the business, the system, and their lives. Meanwhile, in the back row, the bottom 10%, the problem children, are whispering in the ears of the C students. They are telling the C students how bad this place sucks and how full of crap you are. Wow. The poor little C students are conflicted. They don't know which way to turn. Should they listen to you or should they listen to the losers in the back row? You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? And it drives you crazy, right? Now, I want you to imagine a different scenario. Imagine that you have 10 people on your team and you rank them on a scale of 1 to 10. The best performer is a 10 and the worst performer is a 1. Now, let's say our 10 people stack up as follows. We have a 10, a 9, an 8, a 7, a 6, a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, and a 1. When we add these up, they total 55. So on a scale of 1 to 10, our team average is a 5.5. Now let's imagine we fire our worst player, the 1, and replace them with a new person who can play at level 8. This will change our score and give us a new ranking. We'll have a 10, a 9, 2 8s, a 7, a 6, a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, and a 1. Or no 1. The 1 is gone. Our score for that one person will move from a 1 to an 8. See, we replace the 1 with an 8, and that's a 7-point improvement. So when we add the 7 points to the 55, we increase to 62. You got it? Okay, so this will change our average score from 5.5 to 6.2. Not bad for one move. When we do this again, and we replace our next weakest player, the 2, with another 8, our score will go up by another 6 points. Now we've gone from a 5.5 to a 6.2 and are now at a 6.8. So remember, if our goal is to build a winning team of A and B students who can perform at 8 or above, we must hire people who have the potential to perform at level 8. And this means we can't hire losers, whiners, drunks, or potheads. We must hire smart people who know how to win. We must hire smart people who have the will to win. So the key is to constantly replace your weakest players with new people who can score at least an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Now, as you replace the people at the bottom of your organization, other people will start to get the hint and start to do better, especially when you get rid of the problem children in the back row who are constantly talking crap. If you stay at this long enough, you will eventually replace the 3, the 4, the 5, the 6, and the 7. You'll replace them all with 8s, and your new team will look like this. You'll have 1 10, 1 9, and 8 8s. And this adds up to 83. And your new team average will be an 8.3. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how you build a winning team. Good leaders set the goals and the standards, and the team members either achieve the goals or not. The choice is totally up to them. You are simply the coach. They are the players. If they will not come up to the standards, it is your duty to replace them with new people who can and will. This is not ruthless. This is survival. It's your job and your obligation to your business, your family, and your community to build the best restaurant possible. Okay, let's wrap up this podcast with two simple facts. Fact number one, you will only be as successful as your people want you to be. Fact number two, your people are either for you or they are against you. There is no middle ground. My name is Peter Harmon. I am the food guru. My goal is to help you build a better restaurant and live the life of your dreams. Now get out there and make something new and exciting happen. Thanks for listening.